Good morning and welcome to Tom City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me this morning is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
We're here. We're good.
All right. Sounds good. So Colleen, recently there have been fires around Highway 6, which have gotten to a point where people from Grand Rapids have been relocated to Thompson for the time being. So are you able to provide more details about this situation at this time?
Actually, as far as the people that have been moved to Thompson, no, I have not been informed in that. I was actually trying to check on that this morning and didn't find too much. I know the highway was still closed as of a little while ago, and it is definitely a serious fire down there.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way residents can assist those who have been displaced? And if so, how can they do that?
I saw a couple posts. This morning I was following on Facebook that friends were looking for some clothes and that. So if you check out the Facebook pages there, and if we get updated here at the City Hall, we'll definitely put something out there.
Sounds good. Now, the city's annual community cleanup is starting up next month, and it's been rebranded to Beautify Thompson. So tell us about the cleanup and how it's going to work overall.
Similar to last year, it's going to be it's officially going to start June 1st, but anybody that wants to get out and clean up now, more than welcome to. I see people are already out there. There will be, like last year, there will be some prizes. Now, what we're asking you to do, same as last year, take a before and after picture of where you're cleaning up and send it to Casper to be entered into the draws and that. And like I said, if you look around, though, even this year, the smaller stuff, it's not even as bad as it was. Last year was super bad, so I think this year we'll have it looking really good. Part of it this year is they're going to encourage people to beautify their homes and plant some flowers, and even in apartment buildings, let's see how many apartments we can either get, you know, some decorations in the windows or flowers on the balconies, things like that. So that's all going to be part of it this year.
Sounds good. Now, will it be limited by having each week being designated a neighborhood like last year, or can anyone clean up anywhere they wish throughout the month?
You can clean up anywhere you wish during the month. I haven't got the final draft on exactly if it will be a neighborhood. I know there will be garbage bins put in the school of the neighborhood. Now, whether that's going to be each neighborhood for 6 weeks or that, it's going to happen every week in all of them. I'll know more about that next week. They'll have me updated totally. So, yeah, it's definitely, and even with our budget this year, we had to put a little bit extra money into the down for cleaning up and putting up back up some flags in downtown, and so the city can get into more of the spirit of beautifying Thompson also. And it's also part of the safety community strategy, in that in order to, you know, have people appreciate Thompson, and that you have to sort of set the example, and that's where we're heading for.
Mm-hmm. Much like last year, there will also be business teams as well. So how can local businesses take part?
They'll be able to register with Casper also and go from there, and there'll be the same idea as last year. We had a few participants last year. We're hoping to get a few more this year, being the second year in that. So if you watch on the city's webpage and Casper's Facebook page, that's all there for you to get updated on that.
There will also be a new aspect to this year's cleanup, where residents who are able to can take large items they find around the city and take them to the waste disposal grounds. There's a bit of a process to this, so how can residents participate in this aspect of the cleanup?
Yeah, that is going to be a bit of a process. You know, this is sort of the first year to try and do this, so I'm not exactly sure how convenient it'll be. Basically, you take a picture of an area that has, you know, some mattresses, fridges, stoves, bigger pieces of cardboard, things like that. Take a picture of that. Call the city or go to the city yard and register that you'd like to take this to the area, to the dump. Tell them that area, and then you won't have to pay to take it into the dump. But you can't just show up at the dump with a load of things like that. You have to actually register an area, tell them where you're taking it from, and register before you go out.
All right, sounds good. Now, anything else about the cleanup you wanted to talk about today that I may have missed?
No, I've already had a couple people phoning me for garbage bags. I understand possibly the city ones for it aren't here yet, so I'll be looking after that myself to make sure the ones that call me get garbage bags. So if you do need before the pickup at City Hall, I'll let you know, everybody know for sure when they're ready to be picked up at the lobby in City Hall, but I'll definitely pick some up and hand them out to people that need them prior to that.
All right, so the Victoria Day long weekend is coming up, so that means the upcoming City Council meeting will be on Tuesday instead of Monday. Can you speak to what will be on the agenda at this time?
Okay, we have got one, we got the public hearing for amendments to the zoning bylaw for accessory building. Bylaw amendment will just make it a little bit easier. Some of the amendments, they got the buildings like garages and sheds and that are quite a distance away from property lines. We're just sort of aligning it more with what the requests from the citizens are in Thompson. Might not be exactly what you want, but it'll be closer so that it'll mean a lot less zoning bylaw changes and that at our meetings and that. So it's a good thing, and that'll happen at the public hearing at 7 o'clock before we start the regular meeting. And then our regular meeting, we will have the AMM, the Association of Manitoba Municipality Report on there, plus the April check registers for you to check out. And then the correspondence, we've got the economic impact report on the Winter Games. So it's a long document, but if you want to go on our website so that you see exactly what the Winter Games in 2018 did for Thompson. It's definitely interesting reading and shows that we actually did do very well out of that. We got a resolution for purchase of some firefighter turnout gear, and then resolution to endorse Councillor Valentino for the Northern District representative to the AMM board. And then we've got then it goes on the readings to the actual bylaw amendment that we have for our accessory buildings here. So it's actually a fairly short agenda. If you want to get a hold of Tammy at 204-677-7938 to register to be here, or if you want to go on our, basically on the Facebook page, Casper live streams it, so you'll be able to watch it from your comfort of your home.
Sounds good. Now, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
We've big time out street sweeping, cleaning the boulevard, so I'd like to just remind people to be careful when you see this equipment, and it can be somewhat dusty when they're doing this, so please watch out for it. I know they were doing Thompson Drive yesterday, and I believe they're moving on to Churchill Drive and that today and doing it. So this will be ongoing. This isn't something that's just going to happen. And we will be notifying residents when we're moving into the residential areas. So before we move in there, if you have any, lawn sand or that, it has to go on the road before we get there. If it's put on the road after we've gone through your area, then you could end up with a ticket. So let's get our lawns cleaned off. I know I've almost got rid of all the snow off mine, so I'm sure everybody else is the same. So just a reminder for doing that.
Perfect. Now, Colleen, any parting thoughts as we wrap up here?
I actually have a few of them today. This has been Road Safety Week. So the RCMP have been out checking for drivers. It's actually sort of disappointing. We've actually had a new number of impaired drivers picked up in the last week to 10 days in Thompson. So please, please do not drink and drive. It is very dangerous to all of the public. They will be out looking for speeders, folks without driver's licenses. There's been a few of them picked up this week also. With the long weekend coming up and the highway closed, be careful. With the highway being closed, it has affected people traveling to doctor's appointments. Even goods and services have now had to come up number 10 And yesterday, even there was an unfortunate accident by Snow Lake. So even that Highway 39 was cut off for a while. So basically, we were stranded here in the north yesterday for the day. So it just shows how, with these fires and that, how important it is. So when we're looking outside and it's a bit cool and there's still a bit of snow and it's trying to drizzle rain, well, we don't have fires up here. We're very, lucky that way. I'd just also like to mention, I was talking to Penny Byers in the last couple of days with the Thompson Seniors Community Resource Council. So they've got a monthly newsletter that they put out every month, and I'd like to give the number for any elders or seniors that would like to get contact. It's 204-677-0987, or they can email thompsonseniors55@gmail.com. So this is our Seniors Resource Council is really putting a lot of work into getting up and running again, and so this is good. They're actually developing a seniors resource guide that likely will be out in the fall, and it's for the seniors and elders, telling them what's happening around town, and there's also going to be a Cree translation to it, so that is very good. And then there's going to be some ITAD training in the summer, so I'll update you on a few more things in the next couple weeks as I'm going. And everybody have a safe and long weekend. Still, you know, our numbers are good in Thompson, but it's still stay home if you can. Practice the wearing the mask, the hand sanitizer, hand washing. Just watch out for your neighbors. Please take care of yourself and have a safe weekend.
Yes, thank you, Colleen, and have a safe weekend as well. For this edition of Thompson to, or on City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.